There has been much discussion around AI risks in the wake of last week's AI Action Summit in Paris. An international AI safety report written by independent experts reiterates current well-known risks. The report observes that despite recent accelerated AI development, there is no evidence to decide whether AI development in the coming months and years will be fast or slow. This is creating an evidence dilemma for policymakers who must decide between introducing regulation now that turns out to be overprotective, and avoiding regulation to later find out it is too late to prevent serious AI risks. There is widespread disappointment at the Paris AI Action Summit. It closed with a declaration signed by 60 countries that calls for an AI that is open, inclusive, transparent, ethical, safe, secure, and trustworthy. However, many experts feel that the declaration does not sufficiently address all risks, and both the US and UK refused to sign the declaration. The former CEO of Google, Eric Schmidt, has warned of extreme risks around the weaponization of AI and even warned of the possibility of a 9/11-like event. Meanwhile, Google has modified its AI principles by removing a development bans on technologies likely to cause overall harm, weapons applications, surveillance systems, and technologies that violate international law and human rights. The move by Google comes at a time of renewed debate over the guardrails that AI should have, and at a time where market logic is pushing tech companies to develop AI faster. In relation to chatbot risks, an article reports on several incidents where Nomi chatbots from Glimpse AI encouraged users to commit suicide. AI firms are marketing their companion AI chatbots as a way of combating the loneliness epidemic, but these companions seem only to reinforce the feelings of the user. An opinion article in MIT Technology Review argues that the fallout of disputes between content providers and AI firms could lead to a poorer quality web. Content providers are protecting themselves by blocking web crawlers in search of information. However, the result is that it will become increasingly difficult to get access to the wide scope of information on the web, and it will be harder for smaller content providers like bloggers to reach their full potential public. Elsewhere, a U.S. federal judge has ruled against an AI firm for using copyrighted material to train its AI. This could become a landmark ruling in the disputes between content providers and AI firms, and ultimately refute the claim made by AI firms that training AI models with publicly available data falls under the fair use doctrine of copyright law. On the cybersecurity field, a report by Piku's Labs claims that there was no significant surge in AI-driven cyberattacks in 2024. Even though generative AI is being used to increase attacker efficiency by writing malware or social engineered emails, most attacks use well-known existing methods. Finally, the U.S. Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, led by Elon Musk, is under a lot of criticism for gaining unprecedented access to federal IT systems without the necessary security clearances and for using non-validated cybersecurity practices. One Republican called the takeover of the Treasury's systems the most significant data leak in cyber history.